Quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alan Weiss, and this is the way I see it. I'm broadcasting from Howling Dogs International, and I'm pretty irritated at the moment, so I decided I would broadcast a podcast. My topic today, what's stopping you? There are nine things. That's right, there are nine things. What's stopping you? Nine things. Number one, the hunt for perfection. It doesn't matter if your company is named Tom's Resources or Tom's Strategies or Tom's Results, as long as it's not named Tom's Mediocrity. Come on, come up with a name, choose one, and move on. The same for a value proposition, the same for a URL, or as I say, URL, the same for anything, get on with it. We're after success, not perfection. The final 20% doesn't matter. Stop trying to be perfect. It's an excuse for not getting there. It's stopping you. Number two, fear of failure. What's the worst that can happen to you? You get up and make a speech and fail, so what? You meet a new buyer and it doesn't click, so what? You go to a movie you don't like, so what? You know, there was a great documentary called Man on a Wire, and this is about the Frenchman who walked between the old World Trade Center towers. No net. Probably primitive technology. And half of his supporting crew were stoned. We screened this at the Newport Film Festival. He wasn't worried about fear of failure. The fall wouldn't have killed him, but the sudden stop probably would have. Stop worrying about failure. Get on with your life. Number three, fear of success. There's a tricky one. A lot of people are stopped because they fear success. They're asking themselves, my goodness, I've succeeded. What do I do now? I can't repeat it, can I? The actor who gets an Oscar the next morning, who's so insecure, says, I bet I'll never work again. The salesperson who gets a huge bonus on December 31st and on January 1st says, now I'm a bum, I'll never meet my quota again. A fear of success because it can't be duplicated. You can never be as good again. Next, the genuine belief that you're worthless. I meet people like this. They say to themselves, what if I'm found out? What if they realize there's nothing here? What if they see there's no there? You've got to believe in yourself. There's a difference between self-efficacy and self-esteem. Self-efficacy is the ability to make things work. Self-esteem is a true feeling of worth that you have, whether or not you're efficacious. I'll cover this in my self-esteem workshop in December. But a basic difference is this. You can have high self-esteem and not be efficacious. You could fail at a given task, but still think well of yourself. Or you could be very efficacious. You could do well at something and still think you're worthless. They're independent variables. You need efficacy, you also need esteem. Next, too many people are scattered, and that's what's stopping them. They have no organization. They refuse to deal with each piece of paper on their desk. When I want to clear my desk, I do a funny thing. I pick up each piece of paper and deal with it, one at a time. That's the secret to organization. You slog through it one at a time. People don't do it, they're too scattered. Next, poor time use related to being scattered. So many people are late, or they schedule things too close together, or they talk too much. Poor time use. And so you can never fit everything in, and the priorities get killed. That's what's stopping them. Next, poor listening and integration abilities. When I am asked questions week after week by people that are different and progressive, I enjoy it. That's growth. When I'm asked the same question every week, I'm dealing with someone who cannot integrate learning. They're afraid to or they're unable to. And so if you don't listen well, you can't learn. And if you don't learn and integrate learning, it's worthless to you. Next, a lack of competence. Sometimes people are incompetent. Sometimes they are simply not efficacious. Get the skills. Get some self-development. Learn something. Go to a workshop. Read a book. Listen to a podcast. You never know. Build your competence so that doesn't stop you. Finally, the victimization mentality. They won't let me. It's an offshoot of the poverty mentality. It's the fates. They won't allow me to do it. There are a lot of people who are doing it, so I guess they must be better than you because they're not victims of anyone. If you can't do it because you think someone won't let you, then just go away. Because I got news for you. A lot of people can because they believe they can. It's time to start believing you can do it too. There, I feel much better. See what I just did? Nothing's stopping me. I'm Alan Weiss. That's the way I see it. Uh, Oh, yeah, and then there's this is stopping people. They're hanging out with the wrong crowd. Get away from people who are stopping you. Get with people who make you do things. They're the ones who'll help you get ahead. That's what's stopping you, too.